Welcome to the Talent and Training Show. It is Kevy Velvet. It's actually Kevin. That's the voice of Celine, who is my fiance. This podcast is an improv comedy power fantasy podcast, which means every week I talk to a new guest, asking them what sort of perfect island they would build to rule over as a tyrant. To give you an example, I've asked Celine to join me to answer one question on her own island that I would naturally be following you, because I love you. I want to ask you, what mundane everyday item would you ban?
Oh, I would ban. I mean, toilet brushes came to mind, but
you
I don't.
Toilet paper, I was like, oh, toilet brush. Why toilet brushes?
I don't actually want to ban them. I think they're very useful.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So yeah, no.
Okay, not they're fine. Not those. Okay, they're in.
They're in. Yeah. I just go through a list of things that I want. No.
You want a toilet brush?
Christmas is coming up.
Okay.
Don't get me a toilet brush for Christmas, please.
Explain the podcast premise.
I'm so sorry.
What do you want to ban on your island?
I would ban hair clips that aren't strong enough for hair.
So weak hair clips.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So there'd be regulations.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Sometimes you buy one and you're like, it's actually not, it can't control my mane.
Okay, how whimsical.
There we go.
There you go. This is also a helpful podcast. But I want to also mention today's guest, who is Irish comedian Paul Marsh. And I want to play some out of context quotes regarding Paul's perfect island.
The idea of me being a tyrant is just heaven. Could pass down the radiators, would be grand. Seeing something happening and just say, right, you're in jail for 2 days, good luck. Limerick is a lot like sex. And I can't be manipulated. Pour some sugar on me.
That is President Paul of Marshapalooza describing Limerick as
he's
sex.
Right about Limerick
he's
now.
He's fully right. Yeah. You haven't left in 13 years. So you can find this podcast on all podcast platforms and the website Tarrant and Training and on Blue Sky and TikTok and Instagram and YouTube if you look for Tarrant and Training Podcast. Ooh. And yeah, here is Paul. By the way, before we go, I have to ask you about this. Toilet brushes. What?
Yeah.
Do you want to regulate them in any way?
They all have to be good.
In what's good about? Okay, like, what good?
I don't know, like a sturdy, strong one that'll...
Take, go on.
Work really well.
To remove any...
I don't want to continue this.
Okay, we're getting into the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Here's Paul. I've never asked someone this. Like, do you have any like great like what you want to accomplish with your own country?
Not really. When you asked me about this podcast and I was listening to I listened to a few of them, my mind started to go. I was actually, my first thought was, when you're in your 50s, this is heaven, because we are people in their 50s complain about, you know.
Oh, God,
you,
yeah.
You've 50s is kind of like first year old person. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're just getting into that frame of thinking.
Yeah,
so I've just started with that kind of giving out, and the world is a terrible place and fucking young people have it around, and you know. So the idea of me being a tyrant is just right up my alley now at the moment.
Oh, you can definitely come up with some speeches. Like,
I actually wrote down, because I was coming up from Tipperary the other day, and I wrote down that I had this idea years ago that I just thought that the whole Judge Dredd thing is a great idea. It's just done badly in the movies.
Right.
Where you get just one person to be a Garda and a judge and everything, and he just decides
do the whole job. But
you'd have to be very careful. You'd have to do, like, you know, loads of interviews, and you can't just waltz into the job. It has to be like psychologists and all checking you out. But if they think you're like a really sound person who could go around just, you know, judging people and sorting it all out, no courts, no fucking any of that, just seeing something happening and just say, right, you're in jail for 2 days, good luck. You know,
Jesus, Paul. We haven't even set up your country and you're already administering justice.
We've started off.
Just immediately.
But the reason I'm saying this is because this is my thing. That when you said it, that was my first thought. And when I was driving off from Tipperary the other day, a car in front of me went into the express lane and then realized they had no change. And I was like, in my head, I was going, prison for, in my world, prison for 2 days. That is one of the worst things you can do. It's literally called the express lane. Anyway, we started off
Well,
badly.
that person's gone. Okay. I love it. I will come back to the Judd Dredd stuff because I want to know more. But I will set up this country proper and then we'll get into it,
Right,
right?
right.
So, oh wait, I have to pull out here. The Google Maps. I'm going to show you a map of the world because I want to find out
Right.
where you want your island. It's usually kind of more of a like what sort of weather you want to live in. So here's a map of the world. Here are some dots where everyone has placed their islands. Where would you
Yeah.
like to stay? Would you want to be close
See,
to
I'm
Ireland?
not. I think close to Ireland because I'm not a sun worshipper. Like I mentioned to you earlier off screen,
You
I went to
ran into the cinema.
I went to the cinema when I was on my holidays, and my wife thought it was madness. But I would probably put it down the bottom. Just I like
South.
Kerry and Cork and that neck of the woods. Yeah,
Just off. Is that not where all the like the Corrib gas stuff is? No, I don't know, it was too
down
far.
there, and I
Somewhere
think
around
that
this
it's up
area.
higher.
Oh,
Actually,
maybe
Dingle,
it's.
I've got, yeah.
So do you
Yeah, I
want
think
it? You want? Yeah. Where do you? Whereabouts do you want it?
around there, yeah, within distance of the mainland, but not too close.
Right, we'll put you around here, right? Ireland
Perfect.
has a couple of million people. How many people do you want on your island?
You'd have to. I heard other people talk about this, and I think you'd have to have it manageable. I think you'd want to have it. I would like the idea that my country is pl a place that people want to go live in, and they think like
Oh
it's
God, they will.
geez, I'd love to live there someday. So I keep it at about a quarter of a million, I think.
Only a quarter of a million. That's
Only a
tiny,
quarter of a
isn't
million.
it?
It's very sought after type of place. Just to,
Oh, it's exclusive. Jesus. All right,
yeah.
your
And
people are a
I'd
bit.
like to think that the mainland would just start copying all my stuff,
Ireland, when you say the mainland, they'll start copying.
Yeah,
Okay.
sorry to me. It's nice to refer to Ireland as the
The
mainland,
mainland, that's what you
isn't
people call it
it?
on your island. Okay, jeez.
I used to work with a guy who was from England, and he used to refer to England as the
Right.
mainland. And I was like, "Have you seen a map?"
Yeah, he has an old map. So you have a quarter of a million people there. They sound a bit snobby, if I'm honest, if they're like, this is exclusive.
Yeah, as I say them out loud now, it probably does. It probably should have gone about 500,000.
You want to let in an extra half or
Yeah, go on. We'll make it a
we'll
half a
say
million.
half. That's
Half a
fine. We
million.
go for a half million. So
It's 1/10 of Ireland. Yeah.
on your island. Wait, I should say on your island. What do you want to call your island? Do you want to name it after yourself?
Myself and my family have this thing every year that we all try and meet up once to play games and have a games day. And I have
Sweet.
seven nephews and three nieces, and
Yeah.
we call it Marshapalooza. So I think
Marshapalooza.
Marshapalooza, I
Oh,
think, is what
that's
I would call it.
fantastic. Here's the thing that I have to ask about that. You say about playing games. Do you have any trophies or anything like that?
No, I tell you what it was, how it came about was so I have seven nephews, and when they were all younger, they were all in around the same age, we'd say maybe 3 or 4 years. I was the cool uncle. I was the firefighter in Dublin who came home and played games. And well, I used to ring down to, we have a forest near where we live, about 3 miles from us, the Galilee Mountains, basically. And we would so we used to play 52 bonkers, which is I don't know
Oh,
the
fantastic.
yeah
45, 40, 40, I think they call it.
people have
52
different
bonkers is
names on
the,
it.
yeah,
yeah
no,
yeah
that's the original.
but take it really seriously, like where the lads would go off and hide, and like you wouldn't, every game took an hour, and so then one of my nephews, Richard, when he was 21, my sister was asking him, what did you want to do? Do you want to have a birthday party? Do you want to have this, whatever? And they're all like, at this stage, they're all in their 20s and years later. And he said no, he didn't want to have a party, but he goes, what he would love to do is have another game just for nostalgia of 52 bonkers.
Oh,
So
yeah.
we for his 21st, we all came down and we played 52 bonkers. And my sister, who was one of my sisters, was like in her 50s at this stage. And we just decided, look, screw this. We had a fucking brilliant day. There's no age limit to this. Let's do it every year. So we play 52 bonkers. But my brother has a house down there. We have a barbecue, and so that's our Marshapalooza.
That's
We didn't actually
fantastic.
have it this year, so we're having 2026 to be back on. So
That what month is that on?
yeah,
Or what is it always the same
and
month?
I'll tell you another thing. My sister was in town one day and was passing this army surplus and saw a jacket, a camouflage jacket for 10
Right.
euros and went in and bought it just specifically like that. How bad is that? Like,
That is brilliant.
she's a very fashionable woman normally, but she was like, I'm getting that for 52 bonkers. I just thought that was hilarious.
Wait, has she used that yet? Like, did it
No,
work?
not yet. No, it's
Ah,
in
that's
storage. It was 2026. She's going to be unveiling that.
okay.
She made a mistake of coming down wearing pink one year, and that was the, you could just spot her a mile away.
That's a rookie manu. Yeah, that's a terrible idea. Okay. It's hardly on your list of to-do things, but keep me informed on how that jacket goes when I hear if
Yeah,
that
I
went
will
well.
do, yeah.
I'm 37. I would gladly run out there and play 52 Bonkers.
Yeah.
But okay, so Martapalooza is a party island already.
Yeah.
What would you like to be known as? Your official title? Would you like to be king of Martapalooza, or
Oh, I don't like the king thing. A
no?
president, I suppose, would be.
You just want
Yeah.
to go president.
Yeah, it's in the news a lot late at the moment. So, yeah, president, yeah.
Would it be
And a casual president like the one we have, you know.
President Paul or President March?
President Paul, I would say, yeah.
Okay. People may call you
Yeah.
PP for short. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay, no problem.
No problem with that. Okay.
I'm in my 50s, I do a lot of that.
It's just a reminder for you, to be
Yeah.
honest.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have President Paul. I have that saved there. President Paul, and I'll put in the name there later. And it's just there. And you have loads of room outside, with the
Yeah.
half million people, right? Right. I do have to ask, which, your island. There's two kind of options here, and either way, your people are going to be happy, right? They don't. They
Right.
came to deciding because they like it. Would you let the people vote for like 100 senators? They'll take over the everyday, boring, admin-y parts of ruling the country, or would you say
Yeah.
to them, "Look, there's no voting. You'll pick 10 people that you trust, and they'll do the everyday, boring part." Is it like, do you want democracy or not?
Yeah.
You have ultimate say, by the way. You have, whatever you say goes.
See, I always think if you're going to go at it. Like if I'm going to be like a tyrant and take over, I'd go with the
Do it
10.
right.
Just trust me. Yeah, do it right.
And they'll
Because
all be like, yeah.
there's always room for manipulation. I just think, you know.
Yeah, no, don't complicate it. And the people who are there are just going to be like, well, we voted for PP, we're getting PP. I'm done.
Yeah.
That joke is kind of gone now. President Paul, I've mined that as much as I'm willing. And
Yeah.
so they're going to be happy with that, right? They have no
They're going to be
voting.
happy, yeah.
I just want to make that clear. Paul Marsh, no voting.
I think when you're from the country, like I'm from Tipperary and I moved to Dublin when I was 19, you see both sides of politics in Ireland. I think, from the city to the,
The
because
local and
the Dubs slag off the local elections. They slag off the likes of the Healy Rays, and then the Healy Rays slag off the likes of Bertie Ahern. You see it from both angles. It's the whole thing is just there to be manipulated, and I think just
You get rid of
bypass
that.
all that. I get
That's
rid of that.
perfect.
I'm gonna yeah, and I can't be manipulated currently.
But I'll put that out. That's in a quote.
That's my logo. Yeah.
That's your logo. I can't be manipulated. By the way, I should mention as well, I'm from Tipperary as well. I'm actually from Newport.
Oh, are you? All right, I'm down the other end now,
You're
near
down the other end.
Clonmel.
Yeah. Oh, geez, that's
Because
farther away.
someone asked me, the lads were down in Nenagh, and they were playing golf or something. I came up to meet them on the second night, and they said, "Oh, handy for you. You're just down the road." I was like, "I've 63 miles down the road
Yeah, no,
from
that's
Nenagh."
why it's funny. I think the only person I interviewed from Tip as well is Newells, who has a podcast called Ireland Crimes and Mysteries. And she's from, I
Right.
think, either Cashel or Clonmel, somewhere around there. Or no, maybe.
Yeah.
Could be Turles. But yeah, it's just funny
Let's check it out.
when someone else said it to me. She's lovely. She's very nice. And
What's the name of the podcast? I've got to check it out.
Ireland Crimes and Mysteries.
Oh, lovely. Right. I'm podcast mad at the moment. I'm
Really?
yeah, I don't normally have nice cars, but I have a car at the moment one day over. It's one of those ones that when you get out, it stops, and then when you come back in, it starts again.
It starts up
I love
again.
that.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's weird. Yeah, that's very
So
futuristic.
yeah, that has really boosted my podcast listening abilities, because there's
You're
nothing worse when
driving
you
it
gotta go
home.
back and go, "Oh, where was I again on this bloody thing?" You know what I mean? Where
Yeah.
now I just in and out to work every day, podcast. So
Really, yeah.
I'm catching up with old ones that I haven't
But a few people have said, like, oh, you're in the same county. I was like, yeah, but I'm like, Limerick is closer to me. Like, that's a 5 minute drive.
Yeah.
Clonmel is an hour. An hour, and it's not
That's
a straight
that's it.
road.
It
It's
is
you're messing around,
It's
and
one of, but it's the way it's kind of put in there. It's kind of deceiving,
yeah.
how I got my little fella. He's 10. He got a map of Ireland that's a jigsaw, and every county is independent. And you
Yeah.
actually take Tipperary out by itself. You look at it and go, "This is a." It's like Cuba, the country Cuba. People, if you put
Yeah.
Cuba, if you Google, if you want to now, say put Cuba into Europe.
I'm going to
Cuba goes
literally
from
Google put Cuba into
into
Europe.
Europe. And it goes from Norway down to Spain, I think. Is that right?
Okay, what if Cuba jo No, wait. No,
And
this is
so you
giving
have to go
me.
images. Go into images.
This is why this
So,
podcast just goes off topic. Oh, wait, is that it?
or I heard this on the
Oh, hold
radio
on a
one
minute.
day, and I went.
This is Cuba. Just I mean, it's a bit slim, but it
If you do it the other way across Europe, it goes down from Norway.
Oh, I mean,
See if I got it here.
it does show you here with North America. Like it just reaches up the entire of the western or the western side of North America. Like it is
Yeah,
massive compared to what you think.
I can't find that picture that I saw before, but
Mm.
it goes from the end of Scandinavia down to Spain. It's like it's a huge
Jesus. Yeah, look, it looks wide, I was going to say. Like it's slim, but it reaches across, doesn't
I have a kind of an obsession with countries, and I thought if I got a big map
it?
for my little fella, that he would learn whenever we discuss anything.
Yeah.
I go and I show him where it is in the map.
Now,
Oh,
do
sorry,
you?
it's not Cuba. It's not Cuba. It's Chile. I'm
For
making a fucking. It's Chile. Sorry,
Right,
sorry, sorry.
Chili. Okay, I'm gonna do
I'm
after.
like, I was like, I'm getting something wrong here. I'm getting something wrong. So put Chile into Europe.
Oh
Sorry.
Jesus. Okay, yeah. No, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank God you didn't say it. Oh no, I meant Russia.
Edit
And you're like, well,
the
Russia.
Cuba thing out, because I'm going to come out. Like, for someone who's starting up their own country that doesn't fucking know about other countries, it's not going to look good.
Ooh, that many world leaders don't know about other countries. There you go.
Yeah, no, there you go. That's
There
it
you
there.
go. That's just a big long, yeah, they're after dividing Europe in that map with
And but when
Chile.
you see it there on the side of South America, it just does it just kind of fits in. That's the Tipperary. I think Chile is the Tipperary of
That's
the
Chile
world.
is the Tipperary of the world. Yeah,
Yeah.
that works.
You don't yeah, you don't realize how big it is. As they say about many men from Tipperary as well. I'm only joking.
Yes, that is very true. I tell you what, with your island called Marsopalooza, do you,
Yeah.
how do you, what type of house do you want? Do you want a mansion, a castle, an estate?
Oh, you know, I saw this thing in Denmark recent. Is it Denmark? Some Scandinavian thing where they all have the communities in a circle. Do you see those?
You mean the community, like the town itself or whatever, is done out in a
Oh,
circle?
no, all the housing estates are in a circle. I see if I can find this. I know I'm going off track here.
No. This is exactly
But from
what
what
this
I
is all
gather about
about.
you like this anyway. So
Absolutely. Oh, Denmark's utopian garden. No, wait, this can't be it.
I think it is Denmark. So
Circle City.
that's it. I saw that and I thought, what a
Nice.
brilliant. Look at
But
the
wait.
line. Like you park your cars in the middle. Everyone has the same garden. Everyone has this, and you're so close to everyone. It's such a brilliant way of building a housing estate, I thought.
Hang on a minute. You mentioned Judge Dredd earlier. So is there going to be,
Yeah.
because they have Mega Tower 1, Mega Tower 2. So do you have Mega Circle?
Maybe that's where I'm going.
I think
The reason
you're.
I'm going there is because the house that I mentioned earlier on about us buying a four bedroom house, but it's a terrace house, so we don't own the garden in front of. So I kind of have an obsession with gardens at the moment, you know. You don't
Yeah.
really not realize how lucky you are down in Limerick to have that
Have a
little
bit
bit
of
of
a
land in front
garden.
of
We
your
do.
house.
We
Yeah.
have a bit of a garden out the back. Well, we don't. Well, the grass is just long.
That's
But
slowly going in Dublin. You can't get it
okay.
anymore.
So you want to be one house in this circle,
In
mega
that
circle.
circle, yeah.
You just want
And
one.
then I would imagine that all the other circles would all be friends as well. You know, I just think
They're
it's
your
a
advisors, right? They're all the people. Okay.
the tenant voices, yeah. So
So you'll have whatever many 11 or 12 houses there.
yeah.
Do you want anything fancy in your house? Do you want a throne or anything like that?
No, none of that.
You sure? Any fancy
Yeah.
things? Swimming pool, basketball court, cinema, anything?
No, I wouldn't. I don't want to stand out at all. Just the whole thing is that anyone can be president someday. I
Yeah,
think
but
anyway,
they're
when I'm
not.
gone.
When you're gone, yeah, we'll make that clear as well. Do you want any armed guards or any of your judges
I
around?
would hope that everyone would toe the line. I don't think so. I've had a few Judge Dredds going away. Dredd is not. It's not a good name. I don't think it's good marketing.
Okay, yeah.
The all-rounder police, or something I call them.
The all-rounder police.
Yeah,
Okay.
they're going to be a guard who's a judge and a prison officer. So
Oh,
he's
wait,
going to
how are they going to do
go
the
put
prison
his hand on
officer?
your shoulder and say,
Yeah.
"Listen, I just saw you doing that bad form. You're going to prison for 2 days. Hop in my car, brings you around to the prison and goes, this guy, let him out in 2 days.
Oh, but he doesn't have to stay in there. Like, he's not actually a
Oh
prison
no, he's
officer,
not
he
going to
stays there.
keep an eye, you know. No,
No,
he's going to
fucking
go back
hell.
and find more people.
He'll find more of them. Okay. Do they have quotas to reach? Because I feel like they're just going out
No,
becoming.
quotas or anything like that. That's the
Okay.
whole thing. They're going to go with a very stringent interview process
Yeah.
so that they don't lose the run of themselves. Because I think that would be the one thing that could happen
Right.
here. But yeah,
Okay.
but they don't lose the run of themselves, and no one can sway them in any way. They can't go like, you know, get friendly with them. And I know a Judge Dredd, or I know an all
I
rounder.
know
You know,
Jim
I'll
down
have a
there.
word
He's
with
an
them.
all-rounder. Okay. You said there's a very intense interview process. I would like to role play this out. I would like to knock on the door, sit down, and say, "Hello, I'm here for this interview. What questions am I going to be asked? My name
Oh,
is
first
Stephen."
question would be, if you see a member of your family committing a crime, would you let
I'll
him
shoot him.
off?
I'll shoot him immediately. Depending on the crime.
No,
Depending on the
there's no
crime.
shooting. Everything involves
Okay.
prison. It's either be everything from a day. You can get a day in prison,
Yeah.
a week in prison if things are really bad,
Yeah.
If you're really, really bad, a month. But if you're talking like murder or something like that,
okay.
Just, yeah, no, you're gone. You're gone off Marshapalooza at that stage.
Right, okay. No, okay. I didn't realize the limits. Okay. Yeah. A month in prison for every single one of my family. I tell you that. Those people have been asking for it.
Yeah, but you don't want them to go overboard either. You don't want to go, fuck, am I going to get out of here? Like, because that's, well, you know.
They're
that'd be more dangerous, I think.
They are killing out. They're out there killing people on the mainland. I will put them in prison when I find them. Is that okay?
Right, Yeah, that's okay. All you're worried about is Marshapalooza. So you just get the people just keep people in line.
Yeah. If they arrive from the mainland, I'll look after them. They're my family.
And even stuff like, say, standing on a travelator. If they were caught, say, two or three times doing that, day in prison, just to teach them a lesson.
Oh, I thought you meant an escalator. I envisioned escalator. Yeah. I was like, well, give them a bit of a... But no, travelator, no, put them in for a day.
I would be really like... there'd be loads of other... Like, literally, if you use the word literally five times in one day in the wrong context.
Oh.
Day in prison, yeah.
Okay, but I will literally put them in prison for a month.
Yeah, that's okay, yeah.
That's okay. I have one for you. Here's Stephen's, my new pet peeve.
Yeah.
I would put someone in prison for a day if they did this more than once. When describing something, and they say, like, how many drinks did you have last night? Instead of saying they had two or they had three, because they should know which one they had, they say, two or three. If they're having to be so vague about such a small number, like, yeah, if someone said, how many people are on this podcast recording last night, or right now, rather, Jesus. If someone said that, and Celine answered, about two or three people, I'd say, no, Celine, there's two people on this podcast. Go to prison.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I actually have a whole thing about, I do this whole routine about units of alcohol, because we have, as paramedics, we have a PCR form to fill out.
Yeah.
And there's one question that Irish people can't answer. How many units of alcohol?
Oh,
and it sounds like simple enough that for every point there's two units, and if you had 3 points, you've had 6 units.
Right.
Irish people cannot answer it. That's just, I think there's something with us with numbers.
Right.
Units, and they go, oh, geez, I had a fair few. Yeah, yeah. No, but how many units have you had? Oh, geez, I'd a good, I'd a hate.
A couple.
You know,
couple.
They just do not, they cannot answer that question.
Yeah.
So I think that two or three thing, that just people, Irish people just like to be vague. They don't like to be specific about, it doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. No. I that's a day in prison for me. If you can't, it's different if you say.
See, you get carried away. I had loads of them here. The literally thing is my probably. That's at the moment, literally is losing the run of itself. That word, I think. I just my niece said the other day that she was literally Hank Marvin, and I was like, "You're not."
Is she? No. Okay.
Hank Marvin, as far as I remember, was the lead guitarist of the Shadows. I don't know if he's still alive. But you're not him.
Did she believe in reincarnation? Or not?
She could be.
No.
She could be the new. I should have given her a guitar and said, prove it. Yeah.
Everyone has a right to defend themselves.
And there's a guy on the radio the other day said, there's some artist on it. She goes, oh, she's brilliant. I saw her in the Olympia last year and she was literally on fire. And I was like, no, she wasn't. Because I work for Dublin Fire Brigade.
Yeah,
I would have come in the next morning and said to the lads, busy night, and they would have said, you're not going to fucking believe this, but
that will whatever haunt you me want. What I just saw will haunt me for the rest of my days.
We were called to the Olympia last night. We didn't know what we were going to. It turns out the lead singer went fucking up on fire, you know. So I just...
Middle
I
of the
just
performance, word, people so. Clapped along thinking it was part of the show. It shows you the cruelty of society these days.
Pacific and specific used to be my... But now literally is the one. I just fucking...
Yeah. Okay.
That's actually, fair. I changed my mind. It's 2 days in prison.
2 days. Oh, so you can slide it. Yeah. It's not just a day, a week.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else, by the way, Stephen needs to know? Or is he just happy as long as his family are okay?
Yeah, no, that's all. That's just
all right. Okay,
We'll add. I was going to say as well that the whole year thing, you know, the way to have it like a year, you change laws or you have I do everything by a month, just the first in a month. There's a big announcement.
You're having an announcement done. Yeah.
On the first of the month, and we're going to change the national anthem every month by vote. And it has to be an 80s rock classic.
Oh, okay. That's any off the top of your head now that you'd go with?
Like Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard something like Journey, Don't Stop Believing or something. Imagine being at a match and you go,
and then
here's the national anthem, just a small town boy, be daddy.
You don't need to do it for a month, though. No, no longer.
Just for a month. Everything is for a month, and then you change. And next month, I mightn't feel as strongly as I do about the word literally, and we might just let it off. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good. Good thinking. Yeah, that's it.
It's every month. Yeah, every month. Start in a month. Yeah.
With Marshallpalooza, is there any... So Marshallpalooza obviously has the best healthcare, education, medicine, all stuff like that.
Absolutely, but yeah.
What unusual list is the country of Marshallpalooza top of?
Oh, soundness, I would say.
Okay, now, just for people who are, maybe aren't from Ireland, yeah, can you define soundness?
Soundness incorporates everything from niceness to interesting to compassionate. I don't know, there's so many. It's just a big abbreviation of the nice stuff of a person. It was my first joke. I have a nickname then that I kind of gave myself when I started doing comedy. I said that I'm down at home in Tipperary. We have a competition every year to judge the soundest person in the whole of Tipperary.
Yeah.
I'm known as Mr. Dead Sound. I didn't actually win. I came in second, but I kicked up such a fuss at losing that the guy who won gave me the prize because he was a fucking dead sound bloke. And that was my... I remember at the time thinking, if I ever have to drop that as my opening joke, I don't know what I'm going to do. But
yeah.
But that was... Yeah, I actually that had was T-shirt
your a, that was your A story. I noticed a minister for soundness and I was like, are they sold officially or did you get that made?
No, that's a hairy baby. I mentioned I have 7 nephews and 3 nieces.
Yeah.
My birthday or Christmas, their go-to thing to buy me is a t-shirt, usually a Hairy Baby or
Water
Whispers that start doing t-shirts. And I love a t-shirt. The idea of wearing a blank t-shirt just, you know, doesn't...
You have to have something on it. For people who are still only new to the term of soundness, also doesn't mean that you have to be like best friends with someone to achieve that. Like someone you go ahead there. Geez, there first.
Yeah.
Like just little thing. Yeah, politeness.
It's a kind of you kind of get to know someone before you can decide their sound, you know. People can act sound, but then they're not sound, you know. So I think it's one of those things that once you get to know them, if somebody says in Ireland, if somebody said to you, "Do you know Paul Marsh?" and you go, "Oh yeah, sound."
Yeah, yeah.
That's all you have to do, and that's it. That's the highest achievement you can get.
That's like a stamp of approval. Boom.
There you go.
Sound.
Sorted.
Sound man. Yeah.
Sound.
It's funny because even today, I was talking to someone and asked them to do something, and I went, good man. But if I had said sound man, then I don't know what he would realize it, but that would be he's really helped out, Kevin. I feel like Irish people are good with the understated compliment like that.
That's literally this. It's we don't give compliments that well, but that is one of the best ones.
Sound. Yeah.
I'd loads of examples of the kind of stuff where somebody says something to you and then they take it away. You know, like the Irish compliment. I remember my mother-in-law saying to me one time, I grew a beard. I'd love to have a beard, but I can't in the fire brigade. So right. I grew one for my summer holidays. I had a month off and I grew a beard and I came in and she goes, "Geez, that beard really suits you."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, thanks very much." You know, I think she kind of realized she gave too much of a compliment and she said, "Yeah, because you have a bit of a going on."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, that's a typical Irish thing.
Yeah.
You just give it and then you take it back, you know."
Yeah. Bring them back down dirt.
You can't, or people, you give them too many compliments, people get notions. That's the worst thing.
That one has notions.
Worst thing you can have in Ireland.
Yeah.
That's notions. It's just, you know, next thing you know, you're moving to America.
The one thing I realized as well recently, I'm going to America. There's another thing as well. If someone says, geez, they're weird, right? Or if someone describes something they do as weird, I think weird is good, right?
Obviously, it can be good.
Everyone has a something weird going on, do you know, like has a weird interest. I do this podcast. You know, it's a weird thing. But if someone says they're strange, you stay away from that man or that woman.
Odd as well. Odd is another one. You can say it with a smile. He's a bit odd.
Yeah.
And then you kind of laugh and you go, yeah, odd as in if you're talking to him in the pub, he's great crack. But don't go hiring him to be your number two in your job.
Don't be throwing out the number to him. He'll be on to all hours of night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a weird. If you stay to weird, then there's odd and then there's strange. Strange is He could be fighting you in the middle of the night. He could be pulling up and jumping out of the car and going at you.
Or cracked as well. Something like a fella said, my neighbor said to me there, but this guy that we know in Raccoon, and he goes, oh, he's fucking cracked. Oh, yeah, I was talking to him on the pub the other night for 2 hours. But you'd think that when he's saying at the start that he's cracked, that he's obviously saying stay away from him. But then he followed it on by, I was talking to him in the pub for 2 hours the other night.
My immediate thought
it's a good cracked.
If you hear cracked, maybe not everyone, and that's fine, but anyone who has a bit of a bit of banter to him will go, I need to go over and talk to that person just for a few minutes, just to see what's going on.
But again, if he's cracked, good in a pub environment or out and about.
Yeah,
you're not going to hire him to work in your shop.
No. You couldn't. Okay,
so, so it's good and bad in both. Yeah.
So I should go back and say your country of Marsupilami has the most soundness. The
people most are soundness, most soundness. Most per population. Yeah.
Sound can also mean, by the way, dependable. I should mention that as well.
Oh yeah, that's another
sound.
Yeah,
he's sound. Yeah, yeah. Just.
He won't let you down. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Oh, especially if buying cars. Geez, he's sound. He'll. Yeah.
I think that there would be no haggling in Marsupilami.
It is what it is. Price is the price.
It is the price of the price. There's no. I fucking hate. I hate haggling.
Do you ever do that thing where my dad showed me it and I was surprised, but where it's like, let's say I buy a car off you for 2,000, and I go, there's your 2,000, and you go, and there's €5 back for a good look, and you go, fine, fair enough. Would you have that in it?
We used to, that I would have seen that being done loads of times. One of the things I thought you were going to say there was. Hansel it. Do you know what Hansel is?
What?
Do you ever hear that? Hansel. Sometimes, especially if you were buying a bag, you would Hansel it. It's for good luck. And I remember my sisters, we went to New York. Probably shouldn't be saying this, but anyway. Went to New York and on a trip at the Fire Brigade. And my sisters were asking me to get them Louis Vuitton fake handbags because the Louis Vuitton handbag was like $600 or $700.
Yeah.
But apparently you get them in New York for So one of the guys said he was down near Bloomingdale's and there's a fella in a van across the road selling these things, right?
Mm.
And it was the very last day and I went down and I said, how much? And he said, I think he said $100. Mm. And I looked at my wallet and I said, look, I've only got $80.
Yeah.
I'm getting on a plane literally in two hours or whatever.
This isn't even haggling. I just have 80.
Yeah, I don't have it. And he goes, okay, $90. And I was going, I'm not haggling with you, buddy. I've got $80. I've not Nelson. There's a fellow with me and I said, do you have any cash? And he said, no, I've no cash. And he was like, oh, okay, look, just give me the bloody $80. And I took the $80 and I got the bag and I said to him, are you going to Hansel it for me? And he was like, what's that? It's for good luck. You put change into it. He was like, change? Said, yeah, coins. You put coins in. It's an Irish thing. And he goes, hang on a fucking second. You just got this fucking bag off me for $80. You know you want me to put fucking change in. He lost it. I was like, okay, we're gone. But the fellow that was with me was like, oh, come on, Marshy, this is what I mean. But so Hansel is just this thing. You can't buy a bag, especially. There's other things as well. Like people will, some people will sell a car, they might give you, put change in the.
Yeah, it seems sort of thing.
A little bit back,
Do you want any of that on Marsupilami?
Hansel, you have to Hansel everything in Marsupilami.
Yeah, that's a
coffee is $5.50, but they give you 20 cents back.
Back in the cup.
In the cup. Down the bottom of the cup.
Down the bottom
of the cup. Like a tequila, like a worm. It's gonna be.
All right. What kind of mundane everyday item is banned in Marsupilami? Or what pet peeve? You have a fair few, I think.
I normally would have. Well, I don't know. We banned the national anthem anyway. AI. I fucking hate AI at the moment. I've scared the shit out of me. I'd like to ban AI.
Have you tried to use it or is it just not?
No, no, just I would be the first to admit I'm technologically not great.
Yeah.
And I'm bordering on one of those people who get fooled by AI on a regular basis. I think it just gets better and better.
Yeah.
And I just think, no, in the next few years, I'm definitely going to be one of those. Like, I would have laughed at people who would have got those emails and go, geez, how did you fall for that email? It's as obvious, you know.
Yeah.
But now with AI, I think those emails and all, they're all just going to get scarily good. But recently I saw that Rhys Darby, you know Rhys Darby, he's a New Zealand comedian. He hasn't been around for a long time. But the last time I saw him live was for my 40th, which was 13 years ago. And then he just kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
And... turns out what he was doing was most of his work is voiceover work. So he does, he's got a very distinctive voice.
Yeah.
So he does cartoons and he does ads and does everything. He does non-stop doing voiceover work based in LA.
Yeah.
That's pretty much gone. He did a show, an interview recently. He said like 90% of that is gone. AI can do that now. They can put in, you can have any voice. They can get Kevin Ryan's voice, Kevin Ryan type voice. And it's not specifically your voice, but it's a voice very like yours. You're out of work, just like that. So that's one job gone.
Just gone.
It's a very specific job. But that's gone from AI now. So I just think that bit by bit,
yeah,
that's what will happen, you know. And I think...
Do you think stand-up will stay?
That's the thing. Could they write jokes? I don't know. I think that I love comedians who just think outside the box. It just, even like we say, I'm reading a book at the moment, Adam Bloom's.
Yeah.
As I'm reading it, I'm like, I do this already.
Mm.
But what he's doing is he's putting it into... context what you are doing already,
right,
like
so
the rule of three and stuff like that. If he's able to do that and put it into explain it so well in this book, somebody might be able to explain it so well to a computer that it could actually turn out material. I think, but from reading Adam's book, that I just kind of thought that maybe I think that it's the thinking outside the box is the real obscure stuff that I'm always trying. I can see that people will do jokes that are very obvious. Like if I said to you, Limerick is a lot like sex, right? There's a muscle in my brain that I could turn to three or four different comedians and we would probably come up with the same thing. And we would come up with three answers.
You're right.
You know, because, you know, and you could do, there's certain jokes like that, that are, if there's something presented, I remember years ago, Trump was on about building a wall.
Mm.
And it was on, right. So, you approach this from a comedy point of view. Where is there a big wall? There's one in China.
Yeah.
You say, okay, well, he has got a point because I was in China recently and they have a big wall and I didn't see any Mexicans anywhere.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Now, the reason I'm saying that joke is four different comedians that I know of around the time had versions of that joke.
Yeah.
Because the facts were presented in front, you know.
Yeah.
So
that
that's the, there was a time, there was a, actually the best one is, the Lewis strike for 50%. They want 50% wage increase. Now, it was bad publicity because what was happening is they had missed a couple of wage increases.
Yeah.
And it had, and four of them had added up to 50%. But the media were going, fucking 50%.
50%, 50%.
Fucking really. And the media were giving them loads. And I mean, I thought it was bad form, you know. And but anyway, the Dublin Bus won the lotto. They had like a consortium, whatever you call them, a bunch of them, kind of won the lotto, and the lotto was 6 million or something, which is a lot of money. This is like 15 years ago, whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing this on the radio going in to work, and I thinking, oh, a good joke would be say if that was the fucking Lewis drivers, they'd be looking for 10 million or something, you know. So I just thought,
yeah.
So I went into work, and you check your fire engine and you check your motor and all that. And I came in, I was having a cup of tea, and I took my phone out, and somebody already had that joke up. And I thought, I missed my window. You know, I should have gone with it, right? The next day on the Sun newspaper, I think it was the Sun newspaper, because we get all the newspapers and works. Everyone drops them in or whatever. In the middle page, somebody was reading out to me, oh, look, you got to see this. And it was 12 versions of that joke.
Fucking hell.
Darrow, Breen, Dustin, the Turk, everyone.
Yeah.
They said, oh, and someone did an article going, Twitter was alight last night at the expense of the Lewis drivers. And everyone...
Everyone
12
has,
versions of that joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So 12 comedy minds went there.
So
I definitely think this is a muscle that you grow as a comedian, but you could also train a computer to do and roughly generate jokes like that, you know?
There might be like this, there'll be a certain level of AI comedian, let's put it like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you won't get...
But then there's other ones like, if you get a chat, Dan Natterman. Have you heard of Dan Natterman?
No.
How blue is this? Is this can
it's
I
whatever
say
you decide. Yeah, it's whatever
okay,
you
right.
decide.
Well, I'll give you an example. How I heard about Darren Natterman was there was a joke where he said that when he was in school, his career guidance teacher came in one day with a banana and a condom.
Right.
And he said, kids, today I'm going to show you how to put on a condom. And the reason I have the banana is I can't get an erection on an empty stomach. Now, to me, I love that joke because that joke does not fall into any category.
Yeah.
That was just pure madness on
Nobody
he literally, nobody out there, I could guarantee you no one else out there has that joke.
That was just a bizarre
the mind of Dan Merriman. Yeah. And if you listen to his album, he's loads of stuff like that. It's all very... Now, he does do a kind of a pullback and reveal on jokes and stuff like that, but just generally, the first thoughts are just mad. So he, I think, is a bit of a mad individual that just really works well at comedy. And comedians like that, AI are not going to touch them.
Not a bit.
No way.
I have a bad question for you. But it's what every politician faces, this sort of question, at some point in their life. There's a scandal going to break out involving President Paul. You get to pick what scandal would the people find out about you? Your approval rating was 91%. Oh. Now it's down to 74%.
Yeah. What would be my scandal? Shit, I don't know. What would be my biggest flaw?
Take your time. I can edit this.
I don't know. For some reason, I went to eating there for some reason. That's my
eating. Are you a
foodie? No, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm, really? I'm upset. Yeah, I have to just... There's a voice in my head going the whole time. Just stop thinking about food.
right.
I don't know. Let me think. What else?
Would you steal food?
I think I'm a nice enough fella. I don't think I would do bad on anyone. What else? Probably be speeding or drunk driving or something like that. No, I wouldn't drink drive either. Sorry. No, not drink. It might be speeding. It might be that I got a sports car and lost a run of myself and fucking caught speeding.
Okay. So you were speeding towards a new restaurant. Yeah. What's your favorite restaurant or fast food or anything like that? Place to go to now.
What would be my favorite? I live beside a pub called the Putchin still.
Right.
Do you know that? Yeah. It's on the Nace Road, and it's well known for, even before I ever moved to Rakula, I used to go in there for the Carvery. I won't even pick McDonald's. I'll go Carvery. Yeah. So I'm actually going there today when I collect my little fellow from school. We're going straight in.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
So I'm speeding on the way to the Carvery in the Putchin.
You brought that over. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay, you're speeding there. Okay. Would you be willing to sit down with the top journalists in the country, like a Frost Nixon sort of deal, where you're sat face to face to answer for the speed gate?
I don't think I would be that much of a dictator that I would be like, fuck you, I'm not answering. You know, I'm not being answered. I would apologize.
You'd apologize, but I mean, does any politician apologize? Would you like try and escape out of the scandal, or would you just flat out apology?
I think honesty is the best policy. Just apologize. I think people, like at the moment, we'd say, your man, what's his name? If he was going for president,
Gavin, Jim Gavin. Yeah.
He was just like, oh, I don't know, we're looking into it. And like, if he'd have just said,
straight,
I didn't fucking know about it. I got caught rotten there. Sorry now. You know, I think he'd be president tomorrow.
Yeah, like, they don't do that, though, do they, politicians?
No,
They have an awful lot. Here's the thing, though. I'm going to say that it's all very well being all apologetic, but you know, you as well as I know, the all-rounder police would have people in jail for at least a week if they were speeding.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would say take your medicine, go to jail for a week.
You'd be in jail for a week, but they're going to put you in a nice jail, right?
Nice one, yeah. I'd be good fellas where I would fucking, we'd make pasta all day.
Right. So you're committed to being treated like everyone else, but in prison, you're the kingpin.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Everyone would know who I am. So
they know who you are. So you're doing what you want.
We'd cook pasta on the radiators, would be grand.
We can get you a kitchen in there. Like it's... You can have a kitchen in the prison. You don't need to cook pasta under radiator.
All right, yeah. We go to a small kitchen, so sounds
that fella's
good.
Odd. Yeah, he's cracked.
I'd be like, I have a kitchen. It tastes better off the radiator.
Off the radiator, I'm telling you, try it once. Okay, it's the steam, it's the water, it's the heat, the water inside it. Okay. Do you want us to put out a documentary about you, but like a propaganda one? Any fantastical fact we can say about you?
Not a documentary, a movie, and I would get George Clooney to play me.
George Clooney?
I'd be adamant about that, yeah. Only if it's George Clooney, yeah.
I'm going to pitch
Glenn Powell. Glenn Powell.
All right. Either one. I'll see who asks for more money. I'm going to pitch this to you. It's going to be the all-rounder president.
Lovely. Sounds good.
So you're going to be a former... Wait, is this completely fictional? Are we putting anything real in this?
A bit of fiction in it that I was... I don't know. I won an Olympic medal or something at the start.
Oh, what would you win it in?
Shot put. I reckon that when I was... I went to a school one time. We visited this school and they shot... And I said, give us a go at that, will you? And I picked up a shot put and I threw it. And someone said to me, that was really good. Like how? And I reckoned I could have been good at shot put if they only just did shot put in my school. Paul, I remember thinking I was cheated.
Paul, they gave you a tennis ball.
I was wondering why it was yellow. I was so kind of
launched it across the fucking county.
Well, the thing was, though, as well, they were all about 13 and I was 17 at the time. But yeah, I didn't think that mattered.
All right, we'll get that shot put definitely not a tennis ball. Okay, yeah, no, we'll put that in. You were a former Olympic
shot
winner
put champion who dated Pamela Anderson and went on.
Oh, she's great, isn't she? Did you watch Naked Gun?
I know Naked. She's brilliant. Absolutely,
yeah,
brilliant.
Absolutely, she was fantastic. There's a knock on your door at one of your house. Once you get out of prison, there's a knock on your door. Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah.
When you say yeah, are you opening the door or are you just leaving it?
Oh yeah, no, I'm just living there by myself. Maybe me and Pamela Anderson are living there together.
Right, the wife isn't there.
Yeah, well, my wife is very open.
Oh, grand, yeah. She's back in the mainland. Okay, but knock, knock, knock. Are you opening it, or is Pamela, or?
Oh, I'll open it. Yeah.
Yeah. Hello there. It's actually Paul, your finance person. Hello, fellow Paul.
How are you, Paul?
Hey, how are you doing? I just have great news for you. There is a lot of money in the country. I've checked the books, and we have 10 billion in surplus. By the way, what would this country export? Like, what are we?
Oh yeah,
food. Sure,
I don't know. Something simple like we found oil or something like that. Or
oh, sure, yeah, there's stuff off the coast, isn't there, around that area?
Yeah, we found that. Yeah, we found stuff off the coast that was just, or there's a rare fish or something that you can use in Viagra or something like that. It's better than Viagra.
No wonder why Pamela is with you. Okay, that'll do.
But Viagra, they were trying to come up with a cold medicine, and this is what, and by accidentally realized that that's what it was. And I just imagine in that lab, they were like, should we keep continuing or just, and they were like, no, we're going to make a fucking fortune here.
You know the way they do tests and stuff, and they're like, oh, we have to check the side effects. How long did it take him to go, all right, we're after bringing in the next test subject. Jesus, he has an erection. That's not cure.
Every single one of them has erections. Yeah, yeah.
But how long before they went, I know, we'll have to do more tests. Hold on a minute. This is another way to get him up out of bed.
When we go to road traffic accidents in the fire brigade, there's a thing that you can get where there's a part of your spine. If fluid leaks, you get a thing called priapism, which is a very, very erect, very strongly erect
I shouldn't laugh, but
yeah, I know. Yeah, it's not a good sign. It means that you've problem that your spine has been damaged. But you would often, and there would be like some guy, you know, and you have to ask, by any chance, did you take a Viagra in the last hour? I know you don't ask him that. I'm only joking.
Okay, yeah, I'm just like, if I'm sorry,
but it is this thing. It is a thing that you can get. It's one of the things. It's called priapism. It's something that you watch out for in road traffic accident.
So when. Next time I'm in bed, love, kick me in the back really hard there. We're gonna have a great night.
I can. Yeah, I'm having problems getting up. Give us a kick in the back.
Just
there.
Give us a good kick there.
And then I'll lie still.
You do the rest. As Paul, the finance person, he said he has great news because you have so much money in the country. Your people who are delighted with you because you went to prison, you were just like them, they would like to build a world wonder, something really fancy, but they're not very creative like you. So what could we build in your honor?
Oh, something, I would say something like Tato Park, but it'd be Marshy Park or something like that. Yeah.
Marshy Park. Oh my God. Marshy Park. Bonkers in this park.
Yeah. You have all the rides, and in between the rides, there's places, bushes to hide for 52 bonkers.
Did you ever see those? I've never gone to them, but I'd love to. You see, there's a few, I think there's places in America where they've kind of reconstructed a town, but it's for kind of like zombie survival.
Oh, paintball or something.
Or
oh,
paintball.
No, I haven't seen that. No.
Yeah. So like, let's say they'll have a load of actors dressed up as zombies. You run off, you have, I don't know, 6 hours or something to hide and do whatever, and they just have to find you, and obviously they eat you and kill you. But then you're if you survive, it's great.
Because the Running Man is coming out, they're doing a remake of it, and I always thought that Running Man with paintball would be
a good one. Yeah.
In a big forest someplace.
We can do
like
all
they
this.
Took the whole day.
Yeah. We can do all this for Marshy Park.
Yeah, that'll be it. Like, I have a forest, and just the whole forest is one big Running Man, and every day is someone different, and it's your day today.
Okay, we are going to spend so much. It's going to take about 2 billion in cost. Is that
no
all right?
Problem.
Okay,
money's no object.
Paul, brilliant news. Paul is going to run off and do that. Why he's going off and do that? When it's your birthday, how do you want people to celebrate you?
Oh, just come out for actually a barbecue. Yeah,
barbecue.
I've barbecue mad in the last while. Yeah, yeah, definitely a big barbecue someplace.
Okay, would you what be your take for the barbecue?
I used to cook and work, and one of the things when you cook in a fire station is that your budget is not that big, so you learn how to do large portions with very
With
little. So
little.
one of the so anything with mince. So my three things are lasagna. I do a brilliant lasagna,
Yeah.
spaghetti bolognese. But my piece de resistance is burgers. I just have a thing about burgers,
What would be your
and
burger now? What if you were like, I need to serve up a burger to the
The
NATO?
burger I make at the moment is about 40% sausage and 60% mince,
Right.
with finely cut up onions. I'll put an egg and I'll put flour in it to hold it together. I dabble every now and again with different what to put on top of it and season
Yeah,
and all
yeah,
that.
yeah,
But that
yeah,
would be.
yeah.
But how I like to cook them, as I always think a burger is nicer, is if you seal them on a pan and then put them in an oven rather than actually do. I know I'm saying a barbecue, because barbecues are nice, but what I would like to do there is seal it on the barbecue and then put it in an oven and they stay
Oh,
juicy in the
okay.
middle. Yeah, so that's my perfect burger. And then three times cooked chips, or else twice cooked chips.
So you're
So
going to do that
that's
for
my.
500,000 people for your birthday.
Well, no, I'm going to hire a load of chefs to do that. We're
You
all
will
going to
teach
have,
them. You'll have your
yeah, how to
all-rounder
do it,
police
yeah.
and your all-rounder chefs
All
to
rounder
go
chefs.
around. Okay.
Everyone's an all rounder on this island.
All-rounder, they all have to be to pull their weight.
Yeah.
Okay, so they'll all be around. They'll all be celebrating you, giving you presents. What would be the perfect birthday present for you from a citizen?
A hairy baby's t-shirt that I
Oh,
don't
they
have
will.
already.
Yeah, they will throw
Yeah.
so many. I can get sponsored by Hairy Baby at the end of this
Yeah.
podcast. Might be handy. There is a little bit of a bad question. You're safe. You don't have
Yeah.
anything to worry about. But there was a coup attempt.
Right.
Some of the all-rounder police went, hold on a minute. This criminal who's been in jail shouldn't be leading us. We should. We control all the justice and laws and stuff. But
Yeah.
10 of them have been rounded up. They've been put in jail. But what should we do with them? Because they're very
Just
adamant.
send them back to the mainland, back to Ireland. Yeah.
Back to Ireland.
Yeah.
Do you know where they're from?
Skip the week, the month, the whole lot, just straight back to Ireland. That's
Back to
it.
Kilkenny. That's where they're
Yeah.
from. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's what. All right. Have they any way of getting back though? Or are you just
No,
warning them?
never. No, you've ruined it.
You've ruined it
And
now.
then I'd have a word with whoever did the interviews. How did they let them slip by?
I
Because
thought
those
that was you.
interviews are supposed to be. No, the interviews for the all rounder police is done by psychologists and all. They're supposed to pick the soundest.
Okay, what do you do every day on this island? You
Not
just
much.
not much. Yeah, you don't want to do much. Yeah. You're the
Yeah.
leader.
Oversee the whole thing.
You
Yeah.
delegate. There is a knock
Yeah.
on your door after some time has passed. Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah.
Knock, knock, knock.
Hey, hello.
Hiya, hiya, and they'll walk in. Hi, Pamela, and hi, Paul. It's Paul again, finance man.
Yeah.
I just letting you know, and I'm going to be in a bit of a rush because I'm going on holiday. I'm going to Kilkenny for 9 weeks. It's my I worked up my holiday hours. So the plane is on the is about to go there. So I just want to let you know your Marcy Park is built. We have everything there you need. It's fantastic. We have a big, huge barbecue section as well. That's what great.
Lovely.
Before I go, I just had a quick look at the budget again. It turns out there's a minus sign in front of that 10 billion. I didn't see it. A tiny little minus sign. So we're actually
Yeah.
12 billion in debt. The International Monetary Fund is emailing us asking how are we going to make money. I better go. I better get my plane. I'll be back in 9 weeks after my paid holiday. Bye. And
Yeah.
he's going to leave. So what do we do?
Just do a 2 for 1 on our Viagra,
Wait,
our
so we sell Viagra off
No,
the
we sell
fish.
a rare fish that's
That
better than Viagra. So there's a part of the fish that just they put it in Viagra, and it's like the best Viagra on the planet. Viagra's gone bust at this stage because we've outsold them. We're going to call it Palooza-ville or something, or Palooza.
Paloozaville. You've been
No,
paloozed.
we've already got Marshy Palooza, so we call it Palooza Power. That's what it's going to be called, and it's a tablet that you just take. And you get them for a month. You don't just take one tablet and it just does one day. You just have them for a month whenever you want them.
When you
And
say,
it's the best.
wait, what do you mean you have it for a month? Like you have an
Just
erection for a month?
anyone who can't get an erection can get an erection for a full month now with this thing.
But that's a bit long, isn't it? How are
I'm
you?
just trying to sell it. I'm just trying to say how good it is. This is why we're going to make 12 billion back.
So you're gonna
We don't have
get
to worry about money.
okay, yeah, no, they'd be 2 for 1. So 2 for 1. So for 2 months for the price of one, you'll have an erection.
Yeah.
Okay. It's fine. I don't know if I, you know, it's, I looked up any food that causes erections, and apparently salmon does. So are you sure you're not?
It's yeah, because oysters as well is supposed to be one, isn't it? That's why I was thinking fish. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what they put. I don't know what they put in Viagra. I'm sure it's a, it's actually Viagra is. I'm guessing that it's made in Tipperary, isn't it?
Is it? What do you mean by that?
Merck Sharp and Dohme. Did they make Viagra or one of those pharmaceutical companies?
Where is Viagra made?
Made
in Ireland. My God, I did not know this. Beyond Viagra Town. The vast majority of the world's supply of Viagra is manufactured by Pfizer in a small village in County Cork.
Oh, it's Cork, is it? All right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I did not know that. All right, ring a skiddy.
Yeah,
there you go.
You get a what?
that's one of the side effects. all right. Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so you've solved that.
You learn something new every day. Crisis. There you go.
Yeah, I did not know that.
I actually thought it was Tipperary. For some reason, I thought it was Merck Sharp and Dohme.
No.
There's like this town, there's a pharmaceutical place in Tipperary between Clonmel and Carrick and Shore. And it's like a town. It's just a massive, big plant.
Oh. We're the Tipperary is the opposite of an aphrodisiac. We're we stopped that dead. We killed the mood after the coup and the budget crisis and everything. I think some people would like to know that everything's okay. So we figure your advisors figure you need to have a photo op. You know how Putin will sit on a bear and he'll be shirtless and he'll be like, look how strong I am. So what would you do as a photo op to show everyone you're in charge? Everything's fine.
I don't know. It's photo op for me. What would be my persona? A photo it would be just me handing out burgers at the barbecue. I think that would sum me up. I think.
Oh yeah, you're like you're feeding the poor, feeding
yeah,
people,
it's feeding everyone. Just yeah,
feeding everyone. Yeah, that's a lot of burgers. Yeah. You're not. You haven't made these burgers, though, right?
No, but I mean, I would go in with you know with my spatula and hand out a few and just get a few photographs taken and then move on.
Right. Yeah. So you, Jesus, it's so cynical. Such a such a political answer. I'll go in. I didn't make the burgers. I'm just going to claim I made them. So you're going to claim you made those burgers.
Yeah, and hand out a few photographs taken.
Can you say a few? Yeah. Two or three?
Two or three, yeah. Just enough for photographs, yeah.
How many fucking... That's another
thing. And then the all-rounder chefs can take over, so...
Right, the all-rounders will do that, and you go off, God. Yeah. You're slowly turning into me all Martin. okay, that'll do, yeah. That's lovely. You get a few photos. Yeah. When... At some point, you will have to decide who's your successor, right? You'll have to announce to people that... Are you're going to stay on until the wheels fall off and you die and you're gone?
Oh
right?
No, I'd retire at some stage and kind of oversee the new guy coming in. But I don't think it should be that whole thing about you know kings and all where they have their sons. I've one child. I wouldn't like to be putting them under that pressure. You know, just say
you wouldn't trust.
You
them.
Go off and do whatever you want to do. Yeah. I probably would trust him, but I just think just keep your eye on your six. You know who's soundest. Have a few Mr. Dead Sound competitions or Mrs. Dead Sound competitions.
Dead Sound competitions.
Yeah, and then come up with Dead Sound competitions and then come up with a window of about 10 that you might think of handing over to. And then, there you go. I'd pick my 10 favorite and then let the public decide.
Oh, they'll get the vote then as who's the soundest. Jeez.
It's an election every lifetime.
Yeah, at the end of their reign.
About every 50 or 60 years, yeah.
And when you said you were going to retire, like, are you retiring, staying on the island, or are you leaving?
Oh, no, staying on the island, yeah. And just,
you just want to stay.
Eating barbecues and speeding around.
Going to jail every now and again.
Yeah, every two trips to jail. Yeah,
that happens. Yeah, for your radiator pasta. Okay, that's great. Okay, so this is the island, basically the island of soundness, right? That's gonna be on your flag or something. That's great. Okay, Paul. Because I'm not calling you president anymore.
I think that the thumbs up would be just would be the symbol as well for the flag.
I've read something just before sound. That apparently that's passive aggressive as an emoji.
Oh, is it? Thumbs up. How about that?
Some
How about
people... is that not racist?
Is this?
Yeah. I don't know. Look, that apparently is...
Or I've double.
Maybe that, like that.
That'd be an emoji.
Surely that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a moose ears. Okay, so you can do that as your flag or your...
That's going to be the flag, yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay. Paul, thank you so much for chatting with me. No problem at all, Kevin. Sound Island. Can I ask you, where do people find you offline and online?
Oh, I'm online. I'm Paul Marsh Comedian on Instagram and TikTok. I put up videos most days, about 4 or 5. Also, I have my own podcast with two friends of mine, Johnny Candon and Carl Spain. We do a movie podcast, which is basically, we say it's a movie podcast. We don't stick to subjects. It's kind of like a man shed. Honestly, I swear, about once a week they come up to me and Rakul. I cook burgers. We do a podcast and then I cook burgers and then we go home. We eat donuts.
Can I get on the podcast for the burger part?
We actually haven't done any guests yet. That's our next thing. We will get you. I'll get you on
if I can get up for the burger. We just met.
We met yesterday and we recorded two episodes. So we're meeting again next Tuesday. So season two is out soon. So we're loving it. It's great crack, you know. But like that, it's. We're doing something. We're just happy to be doing something.
No, really good. What was your last movie you watched?
We don't watch movies. It's strange. We pick strange subjects. The last thing we did was favorite movie character. And then we did a podcast yesterday that was, they were all getting annoyed about. I'm trying to think what it was. I should have it here, actually. Oh, remakes. Mm. Movies that were good remakes of from the original, or even better. And then we were kind of talking about what movies would we like to see remade. Reboots and remakes, we were kind of arguing over what's a reboot and what a remake is, but I just think there's a load of great movies out there that I wouldn't mind seeing kind of done with new CGI or up-to-date actors, whatever, and just bring it to another generation. I had a T-shirt on the other day. It's Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And it says Medication Time, and this comedian said to me, what movie is that from? And I was like, I was in shock that they... To me, that's a classic, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
And what's his name? He was in the Dylan movie and Wonka. What's his name?
Gene Wilder.
In the new one, he's in everything. He's in every kind of
Johnny Depp,
Timothy Chalamet.
Everything
should be remade with Timothy Chalamet.
What's the name of the podcast again?
It's called the Filmedy podcast. So it's film and comedy.
Filmedy.
Put together. Filmedy podcast. Yeah. Yes. We have an Instagram page and all this.
Perfect. Finally, if people are on your island and they are, they decide not to listen to your podcast, what's the punishment for them?
Oh, at least that's a month. Month.
Month. Month. It's a month per episode. Murder. Yeah. How many episodes have you done?
We've 25 in season one and we've about.
Two solid years in the jail.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, bye. Oh, the cat is back. All right, bye, everyone.
All right, thanks.